Is it going to be Dead Zone, the podcast episode something, or 0.5, or is it going to be like
I guess you need some direction. 82.5. It'll be 82.5.
God, how many .5s? You guys are like 400 podcasts in. You're only up to 82.
Yeah. We haven't hit 100 yet.
You should never hit 100.
What's the 2.5? You know, like,
yeah.
That, like, mean-spirited.
No. Just like,
that's funny,
we're
too.
98.2.75, you know, 98.6258, you know. Like 99 could be like pi.
Yeah, just keep going.
0.31748.
And we just, every time we keep saying, yeah, next one's 100th episode. Get ready for the big 100th episode.
Welcome to Dead Zone, the podcast, 99.704. In this one, it's like a star date.
Next time, it's 100th episode, we'll give away prizes.
It's extravaganza. Stay tuned. Yeah. Welcome to 99.705. Next time.
We're giving away a whole, what is it, what was the Kickstarter that they gave away? We're giving away two, not one, but two Ultimate Tyrant pledges. Now, what you got to do is tune into episode 100.
Just screw over the...
Or, not even start again. It says, you know, hi, welcome to Dead Zone, the podcast, Rebirth, episode one. You know?
Just start over again.
The Marvel Universe would just, start from...
Reboot.
Start from again.
It's the Dead Zone, the podcast, the new 52.
Yeah, or you'll have Deads on the podcast, and then, 100, you give away two Ultimate Tyrants, and then when you click on it, just like, all right, so, ooh, just with the Indian on the screen,
we're experiencing technical difficulties. Yeah.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to episode 82.5 of Dead Zone the Podcast for April 2018. In this episode, we have Coach and Andrew on from FamilyGamer777 to discuss Adepticon some more. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to listen, or you can go to youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. And now on to the episode.
And welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. We're doing a special 82.5 edition. We're going to play fast. We're going to play kind of loose. And it's going to be a wrap-up of Adepticon. We're all going to just see if we can keep it coherent and enjoy ourselves. With me, as always, Canada's sweetheart, young Rob Harper.
I didn't know I won that, Canada's sweetheart. I applied, but you're telling me right now I won?
This is the big reveal. A novelty check and some singing and dancing young ladies will be post-haste.
Oh, yep, here they are. Yay! Yay! Who else do we have with us, Jack?
And with us is our dear friend and a very generous person with whom we've become quite friendly, Coach.
Hi, everybody. And I thought Rob won Canada's Best Athlete.
Hmm.
Or was that Iron Mike Sharp?
That's right. With his patented forearm. And is there someone else with us, too?
Yes.
Yes, I am here.
It is Andrew. You rarely get to be on any of these shows. You're always in the background. You're like the maestro editing everything for your Family Gamer 777 channel. But you finally get to be on one of the shows.
Yay. It is an honor.
I'm sure it is.
And a privilege.
Count yourself lucky. People would die for this.
Stop your lollygagging.
So we all went to Adepticon.
Did we?
Yes.
Well, you guys especially had an interesting trip.
Oh, God.
We implied what happened to you last time on the show, but please tell us your harrowing tale with all the heartbreak, and we want to hear the emotions of what happened, more than just what happened.
honestly just watch the vlog and you could see us really pissed off, you know?
Yeah, that was as it was happening. You could see the.
Yeah, but I go into like extreme detail on the Third Sphere with Tyler, but essentially what happened was the night before we were supposed to leave, they canceled our flight. So I'm sorry, during the day, because there was a snowstorm coming to New York, and then we got booked on a flight Thursday morning. So we would have got it was early enough, so we would have got into Chicago, probably hit the center after everything about 5 o'clock, and that got canceled right away. So then we were hustling and bustling, going back and forth, and then eventually at about 6 o'clock in the morning on Thursday morning, we're at Thrifty Rent-A-Car, ready to rent a car, and we were like, we had to get out there, man. So we rented a car and we ended up driving, and this was the third time that we said we'd never drive to Adepticon ever again, and the third time we're in a car doing it. But we had a very nice car. You guys were privy to it, and you saw yes. it. And it actually was very nice. So,
and when you disclosed how long you were going to be using the car, they seemed all right with it.
They said, I asked if there was unlimited miles, and they go, well, where are y'all going? And we just, that was exactly it. And I reach in my wallet and I pull out a AAA card and I'm like, do we get a discount? Cause I have AAA. We didn't want to tell we were driving to Chicago. So the car had 800 miles on it. It was brand new. And we gave it back with 3,800 miles on it. So, you know, they said unlimited. So I could have drove to Portugal if I wanted to.
Well,
and you almost did.
It felt like it. But if you notice the vlog, it's like, hey, we're in the car, we're a little messed up. All right, we're here. All right, we're in Indiana. Right. We just got to Illinois, and then Andrew's next to me. He's like, just like he's out cold, and it's funny because he's like, I'm exhausted, and Jack goes, yeah, for all the driving you did, you're exhausted.
Come on, it was very tiring.
It's crazy because it is tiring.
Oh, it is for sure. That's crazy. We did it too. And I didn't drive either. And I was exhausted and I slept most of the way.
Yeah.
It's just the whole idea is being stuck anywhere for that amount of time.
Right. Yeah. It's terrible, but we had to go. And you know what? I got to say something. Jackie kind of touched my heart when we walked in and we got it. We have it on the video. We walk in and I was like, oh, it's Jack. And I handshake, big hug. And he's like, I'm really glad you made it. It wouldn't have been the same without you. And I was like, you know what, Jack? Like that really, we really appreciate it. Like we were already pissed off as it was. And it kind of just like set the tone. Like, all right, we're here with the boys. We're good.
Jack makes everyone happy.
And I meant it. I meant it.
And then by the end of the weekend, he's like, God, I can't wait to see those guys leave.
Oh God. We're watching cornhole. Get the hell out of here.
That was some intense cornhole,
though. Those guys are really good, man. You touched upon it on the last podcast, but those guys had skill, man. Like, those overarching shots are like knocking three bags in and leaving the other bag there.
Nice airbag.
Airbag. Airmail.
Airmail.
Yeah, we're into cornhole now. We've been DVRing it, so.
It's an amazing sport that we all should get into. I think we can do well.
Yeah.
Now, if you think we're joking, we're not.
We've already been pricing professional cornhole things because I'm not getting a stupid beanbag. I want the one those guys had.
Yeah, they had really nice, they had like special bags.
And then each side, one side weighed so that it would roll, but the other side was like rougher so it would like stick. There's an art to it, man.
An art to the cornhole.
So Rob, when you come down for the next tournament, there will be a cornhole championship in the backyard.
That's right.
Dead Zone tournament and cornhole tournament.
Yeah. The DC tournament.
DCH.
Yeah.
DC and DZ.
DZ for the Corn Zone tournament.
the Corn Zone. Jack, you are the talent.
So yes, all I know is when you came in, you screamed out. I was like, "Who's the asshole screaming?" And then I was like, "Oh, it's Coach."
You know what's funny though? When I screamed, the whole place got quiet.
I know, because everybody was like, "What the hell was that?"
You know, and then I hear, who was it? John Jack was like, "Oh, finally, you guys showed up." I think what was it though? Like everybody kind of knew our strife.
Oh yeah, the story had gone around by then, and we were doing updates. You'd post something on Facebook, it'd be like, "Oh, did you see this?" And then somebody else would be like, "Oh, you just posted they're in Indiana now." So it's like we're like trying to estimate when you were going to get there, but you got there a lot earlier than we expected. Actually, yeah.
You know what? I got to say though, we didn't really hit that much traffic getting out of New York, which is really a pill. But the Wednesday, they closed the New York City schools. So I was off actually the day before. And then Thursday, they closed the Long Island schools. So I think that it contributed to the fact that there wasn't that much traffic. And then a lot of people just, I'm sure, called in sick because it was bad. I mean, we got dumped on. We shoveled the night before. We were like, let's shovel now and then we could shovel tomorrow. I didn't want to leave my wife and daughter here with, you know, a foot and a half of snow. So we shoveled both days and it was substantial, man. It was like, I mean, there was 2 feet in some places. And this is, you're talking overnight within like a 10-hour period, just dumped it on us. So I kind of understand why they canceled the flights, but I was still pissed off.
As you should be.
As I should be. But Adepticon was awesome.
Yes. It was good times. It's just like I always say. It's good just to hang out. I barely played any actual games.
Yeah,
but it was fun just hanging with everybody. Yeah. But you guys played quite a bit. But you actually didn't play as much as you normally would have. Really,
you know what? I really wanted to. You know what it was? The Thursday killed me because, like, you know, you walk through the vendor hall a few times on Thursday and you get to see stuff, and then it's like, all right, I'm going to make a purchase, and then Friday was the tournaments, and then Saturday.
Editor's note. We had a slight interruption in the service here. Coach was just saying how he got to go into the dealer hall, but that's about it. And we started talking about how the dealer hall was a bit of a disappointment this year.
Yeah, it just wasn't. There was nothing new that stood out that made me, you know, that wowed me, or there was no mass variety. Yeah, everyone was making terrain that would work with that was Star Wars ish. Everyone was, you know, either selling Legion. It was, maybe that's just me.
Well, you know, I guess if you're in the industry and something like that's coming out, which you know is going to be ridiculously popular, you're going to do all the stuff that goes with it. You know, it was. Oh, is that Star Wars Legion like desert terrain? Oh no! This is our line of Mojave Desert on Mars terrain. You know, it was. The bootleg terrain. You know, they were not calling it Legion terrain, but it was Legion terrain.
Yes, there was a lot of that.
But it was, I think though, even though Legion overpowered everything, that was the new hotness.
So, and I'm sorry,
the year before, remember, it was Guild Ball? They had that huge, it was like almost 3 booths. It was crazy. But this year, they really didn't have a big booth. You know, it seemed like maybe a lot of people just toned it down. Like, I don't want to spend that much money like we did last year. And they went with a smaller booth. Like you were saying, Secret Weapon miniatures. I didn't even see them.
Yeah, it was only like a small little table, really, or maybe 2 tables and a little rack. It wasn't like last year for sure.
Yeah, and the battle foam, it was like,
it was a small little area too for battle foam even. Yeah,
maybe they had more people this year, but like the bigger guys had smaller booths, you know what I mean?
And we also didn't find that there was the, like last year, there was a lot of little companies selling weird things and interesting things. This one, it seemed like the regulars were all there, but not as many of the little companies I found. Like, not that I saw, it was pretty chaotic in there, and we always say it, that we probably didn't see everything in there, but I walked around quite a bit, and there was never anything that really caught my eye. No Protoss wasn't there this year. A lot of those kind of companies. And there was that, I remember that Tyler was obsessed with that Terracotta Warriors. Those people weren't there again this year.
Now, did they come out with that game?
No, I don't think they ever did.
No, right? So, and then what about that other game? I forget, man, I can't remember the name, but the stuff was beautiful. So it was at the back of the vendor hall. It was like towards the, so Mantic was in the middle. So if we're standing in the Mantic booth facing the doors going out, they were all the way to the left in the first row, and they had some kind of
it was a winter
yes.
Oh, the Parabellum one? They went this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those were amazing, and the paint jobs and the scenery and everything. And then I went to talk to the guy. I was like, I'd love to have a demo. He goes, well, we're not demoing.
Oh, really?
What the frick are you doing here? You know, like you know, you brought sand to the beach. Like, I don't understand. You know, what the hell's wrong with it? And he said, well, no, we're just showing this off. And I said, well, you're going to go Kickstarter. And he goes, well, we don't know this and that. But the guy I talked to was the lead writer. And they've been writing, like, the fluff for 4 years. And then they went the miniatures around the fluff and then the rules around the fluff. So I was like, all right. So it's almost like you're going to read a novel and play the game. It looked really cool, but I don't know if I'm going to get into it, but it looked awesome. I mean, they were beautiful models.
Yeah, the rules are written by Alessio Cavatori, same guy who did Kings of War. So it's somewhat similar to Kings of War, I've heard. So.
Okay, so then why not just play Kings of War?
Well, but the miniatures, they're like larger scale.
Uh-huh.
They were like a different scale. And
yeah, they were a little, even bigger than maybe the 40K miniatures.
Yeah, I think they were more like 35 to almost 40. But I heard that was a mistake in the production end, that they were actually supposed to be 28 millimeters, and something happened when they got them all done. And they said, well, that's kind of cool that they're bigger, and you can get so much more detail and so much better paint jobs on them. I think they went with it. They're like, well, let's not fix it. Let's just keep them at this scale. And it separates them from the pack, kind of. People do smaller scale, but it's nice to see bigger scale happening, too.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And it was cool. They had, like, archers, and they had three arms.
Oh, they had some crazy monsters. Like, they were huge, and they were, like, really weird-looking with, like...
You know, they weren't selling anything. Because I think if they were selling anything with that setup, they would have sold a ton of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly would have.
Yeah.
Adepticon is like an impulse buy for everything, almost. You know, you really have to rein in yourself sometimes. Well, I know I do.
And something that big, you'd want to buy it there so you wouldn't have to have it shipped. Like, that was going to be huge. And if they don't come back next year... What was the point? Like, that's always the question. Like, you sure you got all this momentum right now? Will people remember by the time you do your Kickstarter or do whatever? It's, you know, like you say, get it out and have your product there so you can sell it there, because you're gonna sell it.
Right.
When Tyler and I were talking to him, he was like, okay, here's the information stuff. Tyler was like all about it. He loved the knights. The knights are the right scale for knights. He was... As cheap as he is, his purse was singing. It was a siren's call, and he was in a small dinghy close to the rocks, and so he goes, okay, good. And he looked at the promotional information and went to the website. The website said coming soon. And he was like, oh. You couldn't even like they were not ready for Adepticon. Like next year, they should have waited. They might get a lot of traction, but if I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was a bad idea.
Could have been one of those things where they booked for Adepticon and then hoping their stuff would be in, and it just missed the deadline. Like, that happens a lot. I know some of the prize support, but even some of the companies were getting shipped in the day after, like on the Saturday. Still, new product was coming in, new stuff was... It's just everybody's on such a tight deadline to get everything in by Adepticon that sometimes the system fails them. Like, even Mantic. The Mantic never got the Hornets. They came in the Tuesday after.
It wasn't even their fault. It was the whole thing with China.
Yeah, it's the shipping. It's just a shipping issue. Sometimes shipping takes longer than it should. It just happens.
Well, you know what, though? Mantic always... They always come through in a way. It's like... Stuff like that happens. I feel bad for Pat, because it's like, oh, we're going to have these... You know, I interviewed him on the Third Sphere, and he's like, I'm going to give you an exclusive... Everybody's getting a Hornet. What? Are you? Oh my God, that's awesome! And that's awesome. And you know, it's almost like I feel bad for him, because he promises it, and it's like, really, there's nothing he could have did. It's, you know, way beyond his control. You know.
Yeah. Well, that's why I never promise anything until it's in our hands. Like, that thing, you never know what's going to happen. You can't predict things, so they should have.
But then again, he's selling stuff, you know, like you're saying, all right, we're going to do a giveaway. I make sure it's in my hands. He's like, he's got to push it, because, you know, you got
to
make it.
Yeah, he wants to buy tickets to Mantic.
I wasn't going to go to Mantic night, but shoot, if we're going to get a...
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to get a thing, you know. You got to get some traction, some butts in the seats, you know. I mean, guys like us, it's easy. We're going. they could have gave us a swift kick in the ass and half a drink, and we would have still went, you know. But
that's the thing about Mantic Knight 2 is since I was drinking out of my own cup, people kept like trying to give me drink tickets. So I still have them. I never used mine yet. But then it was like, oh, it's closing. Oh God, I have two drink tickets. I gotta use these. So yeah. I was like double fisting it by the end.
Quick, give me two Boilermakers.
It was that place closing at midnight, even though they promised to be open later. I heard
that was terrible.
I don't know if there's a hotel or if it's the Adepticon. One of them is very bad at information. They also, I know one of the Kings of War games, the huge game, never got into the schedule, so nobody ever played it. It was like stuff like that. Like Adepticon, they're really unorganized. And sometimes people like Pat get blamed for it, but he's like, no, I put this in. It just never, they never did it. Like, you know?
Right. Right. Well, you know what we did, right? When I was playing Rick, and like, Rick lives in Michigan, and we're going to try to get together. You know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to do that where we all get together again. But what's the chance of me playing Rick? So we're sitting there playing Dead Zone. We're in the middle, pretty much like three quarters through the first round. And they're like, all right, we're closing up. You gotta do this. I'm like, oh no. Oh no, we're finishing this game. So Gene and his buddy were next to us. And I was just like, he's like, well, coach, we gotta put our stuff away. Oh no. No, that's not happening. Grab a side. Grab what? Grab a corner, and we're going to move this table outside. We picked up the table. We put it in the hallway. We finished the games. Because, no, it's not going to happen. All right, we're supposed to be here until 12. We're still in the table. We should have took that table home.
Conquests of war.
Yeah. And I wish, honestly, I wish I would have carried it to the other end of the thing where the Mantic After Dark was happening.
Well, yeah, probably safer for
For your miniatures. It was, and just generally, like, things were being broken over that side and drinks knocked over, and you want your nice pristine miniatures and board not soaked in beer. So shanty, not even real beer.
We missed Tyler's incident.
We missed Merlot 2.0.
Yep. It's true, but there is pictures of it. That's all that matters.
Oh my God, I laughed so hard. I couldn't stop. I had to go down on one knee. I was laughing so hard. And then somebody's like, somebody help him. Somebody broke coach. I couldn't. It just, when you laugh and belly, and then I get up, and then Tyler, and then Rob comes up to me and goes, no, wait, there's more. And then you told me more. Went down on a knee again. I think Beetle's got the pitches.
Yeah, Beetle was our paparazzi that whole time. There's Beetle's pictures the best, that we're not letting him out, that we're asking him not to release for all of our sanities.
The moratorium on certain pictures?
Yes. There's certain stories and certain pictures that will not be released to save everyone's dignity.
There's got to be a certain level of trust in those after the, you know, after the, you know, the general population's gone home to bed.
After the adrenaline wears off.
But, you know, there's got to be a certain ability for people to unwind without fear of.
Yeah, that's true. I got you.
To know that, okay, not everything's going to be on the record. We're all cool here. We can let loose. We can say some things. We can do some things. We can learn some things that don't necessarily go anywhere past the insiders for now.
And it's also incentive for you to come to an event if you can, because then you get to live it with us. Like,
oh, yeah.
You got to come and hang out because this kind of stuff happens, and we can't tell you all about everything because you got to experience some of it. And some of it's only funny because we were there too, so that's also good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you talk about it now, it's like, oh, yeah, that was funny? Really? Oh, okay.
That's what I think half the time I had some of the most fun is in the car rides between places. Just, man, we had some fun.
But like, hey, listen. Going to pizza that day when we were talking about somebody snoring. Jack wouldn't stop laughing.
It was, see, in podcast form, it's not going to do it justice.
No.
But when you are telling the story and then you do the panning, like you get right into character. And it is gold. It is comedy gold.
With the twitching and everything and this fake seizure and what. Yeah, it's just, you got to be there.
And you told the story like about 106 times, but each time you told it, it was the same. It was the same cadence, the same events in the same order, the same way, because it was really happening. That's why it's even funnier, because it wasn't like embellishment. It wasn't you just telling a tale. This, you had lived this night after night witnessing.
But I like at first how, Jack, you were like, oh, I feel kind of bad. They're really ragging on this guy. And then you realize, no, he's in on it too, so it's all good.
Well, that's the thing, because when the possibly wounded party is sitting right there, you're like, okay, are we just piling on some guy who's got a problem with his sleeping habits?
He dies while he sleeps every single night.
Oh, yeah. But then when he starts telling us a similar story, and it's like, oh, no, he's good with this. We're all on the same page here.
No, you know what? We're like, you know, I mean, we're like with you guys. We're really close, man. I mean, me, Eric, Fabian, it's like we're and Andrew. It's like that's the four musketeers. Like we can make fun of each other, but don't even think about you doing it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's like when somebody said something about Tyler, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. Nobody makes fun of Tyler. You make fun
that's
of Tyler.
My job.
Yeah. No, you make fun of Tyler all the time. Yeah, but that it's okay because I'm allowed to. You're not. You know, like how dare you?
Yeah. It's part of the rules.
Yeah. Sorry. That's the way things go around here, man. That's, you know, it ain't that kind of party, you know. Fear don't exist in this dojo. So, so for Rob, not playing games all weekend. How'd it go Sunday? Like, what did you think of Test of Honor?
I found it very random, but it was really fun. Especially my last game. My army actually worked. I actually rolled some dice that actually succeeded. So by the end, and I was like, okay. At first, it was just like, oh, I rolled dice and I missed every single time. And it was just like, oh, this is not as fun as it should be. But by the end, I was like, and I was maybe getting hungover because I was still drunk when I began.
I think you were starting to get hungover because you... Still loaded.
Oh, we only had a couple hours, like maybe 4 hours sleep, maybe. And it wasn't sleep. I was literally passed out. And the best part was I slumped down. The moment my alarm got up, I shot back up. I was like, okay, let's do this. If I had time to think about it, I'd been like, oh, no, Dad, I'm going back to sleep.
No, because I was texting you. You know, it's funny. I was texting you in the next room. I'm like, Rob, come on, wake up. We got to go to the tournament. I got to get breakfast.
Yeah, I drank, I don't know how much water that day. Oh yeah, the tournament was fun. Like I said, it was pretty random, and the objectives we had to do were really stupid, but it was still fun to play.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Like, imagine if there had been actually 11 people there, I think it would have been not as fun, but since there was only like 6 of us and we got to all know each other, it was pretty fun times.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was like, calling down the thing, you know, like the guy who played this, I think the second guy, I think his name was Eric. And I'm like, Eric, look, Eric, I did it again. He's like, oh, I rolled it again too. It's my aura, Eric. It's just, it goes out. And he's like, you know, I'm a little bit extroverted, just a little bit. So, you know, I do stuff like that. But
it did go on quite long, but...
What's that?
The tournament did go on quite long where it didn't really need to. Like,
Test of Honor in it of itself, that first two rounds is all just moving.
Yeah, I like how was it you that were like, we just skip, no, it was someone else, we just skip ahead the first two rounds. We move the first round, or like, okay, we just do that.
I was thinking to fix that, what we can do is the first round, only the commoners move. And then the second round, it's regular thing because usually samurai have anywhere from like, you know, two to three activations. So they got a chance to move. The commoners only move once. And then if you shoot at them, they basically stay still, you know. So something like that to get them up faster. You know, in the bag, only put the commoner tokens in and then pull them out with the fate tokens and do something like that just to switch it up. Because, Leah, like you said, it's like, oh, my God, you know. In the third round, it's action starts. But my leader was on fire. He was a sniper and a half, boy. he did me proud that day.
That's good. This has been an informative Test of Honor podcast with your hosts.
I thought we were just talking about Adepticon.
Jack is keeping us on. Who's the Taskmaster now?
I do. We had some audio issues last time, and I think it was because of length. So I was just going to assert myself and just say maybe we'll have a little musical interlude and break this up and hopefully save the editing woes that Rob suffered through.
That's nobody cursed. We don't have to stop it.
We curse a lot, but I think we've already had audio issues, so it should be fine. But I'll stop it now. We'll have a little break, and we'll come back and talk about more Adepticon.
Welcome back to Coach and Friends, and today I'm joined with Roberto and Jeek. Much like Andrew, bring us back.
Okay, Andrew, bring us back.
No.
Too late. You're bringing us back.
I don't know how do I bring you guys back?
Thank you, Andrew, for bringing us back.
Oh, there you go. I did it. This is the award winning team building exercise.
No.
That's on the podcast.
Oh, this is the Third Sphere podcast.
No, Dead Zone.
Oh, Dead. Okay, this is the Fanny Gamer 777 podcast. All
right, now you're.
Adepticon.
So, Andrew, what was your favorite thing about Adepticon?
That was a wonderful story, and you
I don't know. I guess playing the games was obviously fun, and getting in. I guess finding new games as well, like Guild Ball, Dark Age, Legion. Doing all those demos was fun. Making some memes, that was pretty good, right, Jack?
Yes.
Well, also you were working that weekend.
I was, and I was helping. Pat, I was live streaming on the Mantic Games Facebook and covering the Dead Zone and Warpath tournament, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
I'm pretty sure I said stuff on those live streams that I shouldn't have said. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh yeah, Andrew's not going to edit this. This is live. Oops.
we'll pick it up in post. Oh wait, there is no post.
That's right.
We'll do it live.
That's what we're doing live.
Well, I said something in the Family Gamers one, and that didn't get it. Hey,
if you can't hear it, it never happened.
Oh, that's what I say about every time I trap someone in a dark alley.
Oh, hey, Jack.
Oh, what?
This is live, Jack. Don't you remember? yeah. So, yeah, you like that Dark Age. We got free one in the swag bag, and you really liked it. I still have mine that's sealed. I might sell it. I'm not sure.
I'll tell you what. This is the first year that I got the swag bag, and I was very happy with it. I think, you know, we got Guild Ball.
I don't know. Last year's was pretty good with Rune Wars. I'm not gonna lie.
It's pretty good that we didn't. I just got the BS like $30 entrance thing so I could play in the Dead Zone tournament. And I went home with like three copies of Rune Wars.
Well, yeah, that Rune Wars was like last year was like Chiclets. Everybody got that thing. But this year, yeah, we got Guild Ball and Dark Age, that's pretty neat to get two starters for what was it, $50 we paid?
Well, you know what was cool? It was at like lunch of the Dead Zone tournament, and you're like, did you get the email? And I'll be honest, I don't really check my emails that often. I'm trying to fix that. But I was like, no. He said, oh, they got something else. You just got to bring your premium badge downstairs. Oh, okay. You know, free stuff. You know, we're all in. And you guys came up with the starter set. I'm like, really? Wow, that's cool. So Andrew really liked both of those games, right?
Yeah, they're both good. I like Dark Age, you know. You have to roll 20-sided dice, which is very different. And then you have to roll lower, which is very different as well, which is pretty cool. So it makes it, like, very different,
yeah, I guess. It really is. It's weird because it's like we were doing a demo, and he's like, all right, you got to roll 3 dice. You got to roll 13. And I roll, like, a 14, 15, and a 16. I'm like, yes! No, he said, no, you got to roll under 13. Oh,
it's really? Like you roll a 20. It's like, yeah,
yeah.
Oh no, that's a critical failure.
Yeah, like, you know, like, it's one of the robots that I was doing. It had some kind of thing, and it releases a virus, and the guy, like, shot himself in the face and killed himself. So, you know, so it's cool though. You know, just completely out of, like, Dead Zone and Warpath wheelhouse. You know, something completely different. So.
I do like the look of the factions in the game. It's got some cool stuff happening there. Not just the ones we got, but just in general. I've looked at the factions, and there's really neat variety in what they've made in that thing. Who makes that game, anyways? It's cool, Mini or Not, Simon. Right?
Yeah, Simon makes it. They have one faction. It's kind of like a Mayan Aztec type deal. I like those guys. They have, like, the Strider or whatever the monster is in it, and he's got... It's almost like the Mayan temple is from his shoulders up, and that I seen years ago, the first year we went to Adepticon, but we never really got around to it. So I gotta say that, like, we got the Guild Ball starter and the Dark Age starter, and I think we're gonna play more often these games. We're like the marks for these guys. We should have gotten every starter from every game, because
you'll cover now them all, yeah.
Yeah, we'll cover them and probably play them all. So, you know, I mean, it was great. And then, you know, the little stuff that we got in there, and then stuff we got from Mantic Knight. So we got a ton of stuff for free, which was great. It's not really free because you pay for it, but
yeah,
at a super, super discounted price.
Yeah, for sure. That's, you know, even Guild Ball. Jack has been looking at Guild Ball for a long time, just as for the miniatures, if you like the miniatures, and just to get the starter sets. And it's the Brewers one. You liked it, wasn't it, Jack?
Yeah, so really, I had eyeballed that last year and hummed and hawed about picking something up, and I was like, okay, c'est la vie, I didn't. Then Rob, for Christmas, he goes, here you go, and it was a Guild Ball, the Fisherman's Guild, a little starter, had 3 miniatures in it, and I painted them up, and oh my God, are they ever just a delight to paint. They are lit. And
Jesus.
Say it all you want, Jack. You're fully authorized to say it.
Really doing that now?
So, I was kind of like, oh, I should have picked it up. I should have just opened up my purse strings. And then when we thought that it was possible that we'd get the starter, when we had heard rumors.
Yeah, you heard a rumor. You're like, I heard a rumor this is happening. I was like, no. That's expensive. No way they'd give that away.
What is it? It's like $70-$80, right?
Yeah.
75, yeah.
$75, yeah.
So I said, hey, Rob, I don't know if they've got that many of those. I hear a rumor you want to stand in line for the thing. He did what the besties do. He goes, yeah, I'm here with you. So we stood in line, and sure enough, in that swag bag, Guild Ball.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, because I remember, Jack, we were hanging out on a Google Hangout, and you were painting them, right? And the whole time you were painting, I'm like, wow, this is real. Wow, this is, and like, it was, you were turning it. It's one of those things where, you know, when you get a nice mini and you turn it, and you're like, you find another detail. Oh, there's another detail. Oh, another detail. It's like, you know, because they are, even in the starter, it's a one piece, you know, I guess molded mini, but they're beautiful. They're really nice sculpts.
Yeah, they really did the fine line between, hey, it's a piece for a board game, and it's a mini that you'd want to like a joy to paint if that's your deal. Like, they're not the same as the metal ones, but the metal ones were pretty finicky and pretty, like, there's a lot of work. It was a hobbyist's mini. Mm-hmm. The ones in the box, I'm going to paint and I'm going to enjoy it, and it's going to be, it's going to have the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, for free.
I'm thinking about picking up the Falconer's Guild.
There's a Falconer's Guild?
It's a new one coming out, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got, like, the mascot is a falcon, but they painted it like an eagle. Come on, what are you doing? So, and then everybody's got, like, a bird on their shoulder or flying or whatever, and there's, like, one guy with wings, like, almost like steampunk wings with the, you know, the goggles, very steampunky. There's a woman standing there with an owl. I don't know why she's a Falconer's Guild, but, you know, I digress. And then, you know, everybody gets a ball. The Falconer's Guild ball is a bunny rabbit. So I thought that was, so, you know, so I guess the rabbit runs around. Maybe it has some rules for the ball or something like that, you know, something kitschy. But Guild Ball is very synergistic. Like, everybody works together. And I was telling Andrew, let's buy the other Brewers faction and the other Masons faction so we can mix and match. And you can't do that. It's like those guys have to work together because they have rules written for each other. Like, if this guy's close to you, you get this. Or if this guy's troubled, this guy can, you know.
So it's not so much list building. You're pretty much given the list and you just learn how to play them better.
Right. It's play the team. It's almost like Dreadball. You get the Dreadball team and those are the guys. You can't mix and match like an orc team with a hobgoblin team. What you get is what you get. So, but it's cool. We dig it.
And if you get a chance, I think it's either the Blacksmith Guild or the Armorer's Guild. It's the same thing. I just can't remember what they were called. Blacksmiths or Armorers?
The Blacksmiths.
Oh, dearie dear.
Ryan was saying that might be his next guild.
Well, he
we're
is
getting into it, so.
That is the right choice. Mm-hmm. Just to purchase them to paint, I had already made quite a few purchases that money was becoming an issue. But if I had to come in fresh faced and full of vigor, I'd up there's a box set with a guy on a horse, and there was some other. I'd have spent some money, some money for sure.
And then the I know they have the Union Guild, which when you get a card. On the card, it comes with a card in the faction that tells you which Union players you could actually use for that guild. So it seems like the Union is the only one that – it's almost like MVPs. And, you know, so I think that would be a faction everybody would have to get because you can mix and match them in with your faction. So, you know, I mean, we got deep into it. We looked into it. So, you know, like anything else, it's just more games to play. But – it's actually pretty good. I didn't really care for it last year because remember Adam was talking to us from Miniature Mountain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was like, oh, Coach, I heard you loved Guild Ball. It was all right. You know, but sometimes, you know, you do a demo and the guy was a little more preoccupied with, oh, this guy, hey, this guy, oh, this guy, oh, all right, roll this dice. Oh, my buddy Bob is over here. So he kind of gave us a half-assed demo, so I wasn't really into it. But this year, you know, we got the set and we did it ourselves, and you know, we really like it. So,
well, that's the somebody was saying they Dark Age demo that was just terrible. The guy didn't know what they were doing, and where you guys had a good demo with Dark Age and really enjoyed it. This guy, it was just a terrible demo, and it's amazing that can change so much. Like, it's who teaches you can change how much you like a game. Like, it really matters.
It's like anything else. If you go to buy a car and the salesman's great, you buy the car, and then if you walk in and the guy's a jerk, you're going to walk out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because buying is just an impulse. It's an emotional thing. It's not really like a necessity thing. All this stuff is emotional. You walk in there, I love this game. Like we loved Dark Age, but then the guy was trying to, you know, show us some factions, and the stuff was pricey, man. It was expensive. And I was, Andrew, if we're going to do this, let's look into it, because I don't want to pick up like two or three factions. You know, spend $100, and then it's like, oh, well, those aren't good. You should have got these. I didn't want to do that. If we're going to do it, we'll do it right, you know?
Yeah, read about it and see which ones you might like to play and things.
What would fit into our play style, what would fit into, the aesthetic we like. Because I know Jack was saying, you know, buy these minis just to paint. For me, I don't buy anything unless I could play with it, you know, in a game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've gotten to that point. Like, oh, I would love to paint a dragon, but I can't use it in Dead Zone. You know what I mean? Or, you know, in Warpath or in Legion or whatever we're playing. If, you know, if there's a game that has a dragon in it that we're playing, okay, I'll then buy the dragon. But,
see, I've become the opposite. I freed myself. I used to be that I'd only buy something that, oh, I think I can use this in this game or this. Now it's just like, no, I like the look of that. I'm just going to buy it because it's cool.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be fiscally responsible.
Yeah, but you also have about 1,000 more games than different ones you actually play, where we play pretty much one or two games, so we're pretty safe.
Yeah. But, you know, that seven-letter word, that's a spice of life.
But, yeah. And you guys got into Star Wars Legion, obviously. You've already shown that on your vlog. That was a good purchase.
Yeah. Actually, we're going to do a bat rep this weekend.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I think we're looking forward to that, right? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah. When we went to the game store and we demoed it, or got like a demo kind of, and we figured it out. So it was pretty fun. And so I can't wait to do more videos on that. That'll be cool.
Yeah. You know what it was? I played two games and Fabian played two games. Andrew played one game. And then while Andrew was playing Fabian, I walked over and other guys play. So to see what they were doing. And, you know, it just, you gotta, I don't want to throw a bat rep, but we want to be versed in it. We're going to make mistakes, but we want to give it the old try. I don't want to just throw a video up with us muddling through it. And it's not fun to watch. It's like, you guys will be like, oh, this is terrible because these guys know nothing.
And it's frustrating if you actually know the game, because then you're like, oh, he did that wrong. He did this wrong.
But, you know, if we make minor mistakes and the guys, you know, we've been lucky, like, especially like with Test of Honor. Few guys comment that, guys, you got to do this. Or you got, oh, I'm glad you caught that. Or you did, you know, make sure you do this. I love when that's the greatest thing about putting out the videos. It's, you know, you get help with it. And, you know, playing the games is really where you learn the most. Like, I learned a lot at the Vana tournament, you know, I learned a bunch of stuff. So it made me even like the game even more. I don't want to get into it because Jack gets mad, but you know,
no, come on.
Hey, Jack, remember when Fabian fell asleep in the car?
Oh, my. I showed him that video. I showed him that video, and I just hear...
You couldn't even laugh. It was beyond there.
We were in a... I'm not going to say the worst part of town, but it was not... It wasn't a suburb situation.
You fell asleep in the car, in a not so good neighborhood.
well, that's why. It was the ghetto. It was.
And then he goes, "Well, that's because that's why I locked the doors."
we went to a wine and liquor and check cashing place all in one. So you know, they don't have them in Beverly Hills. So we were in a questionable area. So,
and we were probably in the store for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And in that time, he was in REM. Like, there was no question.
Did he stay in the car, or did he go back to the car?
No, he stayed in the car.
I thought he came with us.
And he was twitching and everything, like, you know, like this. Look, Jack, see? Like this.
but yeah, that was, it was quite humorous. And then he's trying to unlock the door for us, and he opened the window, and...
Well, in his defense, it wasn't really our car. That's the one we rented. So, you know, you don't know all the bips and bobs. And that thing had more buttons than a space shuttle.
It would be fancy, that car.
The best part of the video is that he wakes up. There's a look of terror for about a full second where his eyes, he's like, and then he becomes Fabian again. The big smile comes. It's me. It's just Fabian.
I told Andrew that he should like make a meme out of it when like he wakes up and turns like dun dun dun, you know,
like the dramatic gopher.
The pug turns over his shoulder, you know.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to know who Fabian is, if you go to Family Gamers vlogs, he's the one that says filler.
he's hot dice. Hot dice. Wait, Jack, you know what's the funny part? Andrew just showed me the video again. me and you are looking through the window. We're laughing. I didn't even notice that.
There, see, this is one of those things that if you weren't there, it probably wasn't funny, but it was quite funny when we were there.
I can see right now it's not funny at all, but it's hysterical to us. So. Well, we always say we make podcasts and videos for us, so
there that's you right. Go. So if you're still listening by this point, it's not for you. It's for us.
It's funny because right now Fabian and Eric are probably laughing hysterically, the only ones listening to
the
this.
Only other ones that knew about it.
But it was a good time, man. I'm telling you,
Yes, Adepticon's always a good time to get together and hang out. That's why we gotta plan more times during the year to do so.
Yeah, yeah. But something East Coast would be better.
Yeah, well, have another tournament. I'll be there.
All right, no problem. We'll have one next week. Yeah. Bring Jack and Joe Louis.
Jack and Joe Louis and ketchup chips.
Yeah, I wasn't too crazy about the ketchup chips, but
they weren't bad.
You liked them, Andrew. I think you and what was the things you guys? Wasn't it like red velvet something? You guys was ate all Pat stuff.
Oh yeah, the red velvet like cupcake crackers or something like that. There's
poor Pat never got to bring any home to his wife. It was gone.
Well, at a certain point, he was eating them, and he's like, you know what, the hell with it. Just I don't feel like taking them home.
Well, luckily, because none of us had any room coming home from here last year. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man. That was another good time, too, man, with the barbecue and the hanging out.
Well, I think the thing is, when we get together, it's a good time. That's the key.
It's always a good time. We had a great time. Even picking you up from the airport was fun.
We had good times. We're had by all.
Yeah, I was like, you guys want to go pick up Rob? I don't know. Just get in the car. And then we get in the car and all the hilarity ensued.
Yes. And hopefully we get another chance to do that this year. And then Manticon, the dates are floating. So maybe by the time it settles somewhere, you'll be actually able to go to that. So
you know what? Here's the thing with Manticon. If you're going to say you want to go to Adepticon or Manticon, I'm really heavily leaning towards Manticon. But the thing is when during football season, it's impossible for me to do anything, really. It's like from August to November, hopefully late November, because the further you go, it's impossible because I'm the head coach of the team. So for me to – if you think about it, if I say it to a guy on a podcast or you guys, it makes sense. It's like, all right, I'm going to take a weekend off. You guys handle it, and I'm going to roll dice and play games with my best friends. It doesn't sound good. And I wouldn't leave the team. I just couldn't do that. I've been offered tickets to go on vacations and stuff, and I have to turn them down because I have a commitment to the team. I have a commitment to the guys. Plus, the season isn't just the season. There's 9 months that we work leading up to a season. So, you know, from when the season ends to this new season, in between, there's a lot of lifting and running and coaches meetings, and there's a lot we put into it. So for me to just let that go, and I'm not saying it's not an excuse. I'm just explaining myself because, you know, it's an important thing of what I do. This is important too, but this is more the leisure activity. But the football is an integral part, and you know, I take it very seriously. I give those kids my 150% because that's what I get back from them. So they deserve it, but. They move it to another time, like December or May or, you know, April. I don't know. Even do it during Adepticon. I don't even care. I'd rather go to that. So, you know, if they could, man. I'm sure they're not going to move it to me. They're going to do what's available to them. But if it's not in that season time, I'm all in. You know.
Well, I think it's the main thing they're trying to do is to make it work with all the Kings of War GTs and stuff. There's just so many of them. They're trying to find a time that works for that. And that's... I think the main issue now, if we're trying to find any time that there isn't a GT going on, that they can't just take that spot. So,
well, that makes sense because it's like, you know, we don't want to do it during all the, you know, the grand championships and stuff. Unfortunately, we're not there yet. You know, Kings of War is huge. Kings of War is the cash cow for Mantic. I mean, it makes sense. So you want to do it at where you're going to get those guys to come. And then that whole incentive of, I mean, if I was a Kings of War player, and I win the championship, and they're going to fly me to England to play somebody in England. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm thinking about starting an army just maybe to try to win that win that thing. I mean, it probably won't happen, but man, you know, the fact that
serious business, prize, yeah, real prizes, yeah. It's not just a nice trophy or a nice medal and a box set or something. That's real cash money, really. Mm. So,
well, Ronnie said it best when we were standing there. He's like, you know, we gotta talk about this. Like, I see Ronnie, we start talking. I go, dude, I gotta tell you, like, me and Andrew, we are so psyched, Hellboy. We cannot wait for Hellboy. I says, see Rob, you know, he knows all you guys. So I'm like, you see Rob over there? Rob has every single Hellboy comic that's ever been written. And Eric, E-Rock, he's another one. He's got a signed Magnolia poster in his bedroom. It's like, you know, we are so psyched that you guys are doing it. We're all big fans. Right, come on over here. And I grab all you guys, and we get, like, the first look at everything. I was like, how you like this, huh? Huh? See, Coach sets you guys up, right? He was going to show just me by myself. I'm like, no, let's bring the guys with us. And we got, like, and then I think, was Tyler with us? Or was he?
Yeah, Tyler was with us, yep.
Yeah, so it was like.
It was only Jack who wasn't there, because Jack later on snuck in and fondled everything on his own.
Okay. But I'm just saying, we got, like, asking him a lot of questions, and we weren't rushed because, you know, there wasn't the line. And we got, like, an updated, like, how the game is going to be played and stuff. So that was so cool, man, you know?
Yeah.
And then Rob finagled himself getting in a miniature.
Well, that was all Tyler. We can only give Tyler all the credit because that boy. Oh,
listen to the Third Sphere. I put it out there, man. I let him know. I let him know, heart of gold, man. That was... I would have put that thing right in my pocket. You would have never saw it. But, yeah. I like to think
I wouldn't have blamed you either.
But I like to think I would have gave it to you. But I love what you did, man. You did the corpse. That was great.
I want to do something different with it, so it worked out. You guys never got to be to be the gentleman. You guys were planning to be the fine gentleman smoking your cigars, but never happened. Coach's delays and just the general weather.
That just killed us, man, you know. And then you got to remember, we got in late Thursday, so we were hanging out for a little bit. We got back to the hotel, and then Friday was the whirlwind.
Yeah.
You know, and then Saturday was just that. And then Sunday, you know, Saturday was cool, man. I don't regret that. But then Sunday, you know, we had the tournament, and a lot of people, there was a lot of zombies walking around. So
it was good to go get that pizza that night, though. That was perfect,
I think. That was, you know what? There's no way we were leaving. I mean, I like New York pizza better, but if I'm in Chicago, I mean, it was good. And, you know, we got, I couldn't describe it, but their sausage and their pepperoni, right, Jack? It was like, there was some kind of flavor to it. Not a bad flavor, but it was a smoky flavor. Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, like it was almost like an andouille sausage rather than like a German, like, there was something going on. But it was really good. When I got there, I was like, I'm not really that hungry. But then the smell started coming.
Oh yeah.
Well, we also it did take like a year for us to get the food, so yeah. You got hungry by then.
That was
we knew that going in though. We went there the first time, and it's like, yeah, it takes 45 minutes. So I'm like, if we're gonna order two pies or three pies or four pies. We got to order it now because it's
good. Yeah, there's no making a second order.
No. It's like, you know, it's like, I'm still hungry. Can I get another burger? It's all right. Yeah. And they would have gave it to us. All right. And see you in 45 minutes, you know, but it's nice because when it comes out, boom, it's hot. It's awesome. And you know what? In a way, it worked out perfect because we got to get out of the convention. We had broken down the Mantic booth. And we left the convention, and we got to, like, sit like gentlemen and hang out and break bread and just talk for 45 minutes and then eat for 45 minutes and then just hung out there. And it was Hot Dice's birthday, so he got the little cupcake, which he ate. He didn't offer us, but that's okay. It's your birthday. But it was good to just hang out, like, just sit like men and, you know, talk about everything. We talked about the week. We talked about what went on and what we're going to do in the future. It was just it was so good, you know.
And then that waitress said, "Oh well, we'll start with the kids." Talking to me and Tyler. That's true. Yeah, that was great.
And then we made enough of a stink about it. She had to say, like, okay, well, how old are you?
No, she was going to card him because he ordered a beer. She says, I was about to card you. I'm 22. Yeah. I don't have a Tyler. Tyler was, you know, it's hard because you're like, when you said before that Tyler really fell in love with this game. Well, what game does Tyler not fall in love with? It's like he likes everything. You know, you can't get an honest opinion from him because the only opinion he'll have is that, oh no, it's great. So, you know,
yes and no. He can tell he gravitates.
Yeah,
I know that I missed a whole section of the dealer's room, and it's because it's the opposite end, the diametrically opposed to where that was. Because every time I was down there with him, hey, let's go swing by there. We'll take a look at the so we'd end up back there again. We were tearing down, and I walked through, and I said, I didn't see any of this. And he goes, I don't recognize any of this either.
Oh yeah, you guys went off, and that's every time you were missing. That was where you were. So that Tyler's dragging you over to that Parabellum guys.
But also this year, I did a lot of walkabouts and talked to a lot of people. Like I was disappearing at times, and that is documented in the fact that in one video, Rob says, "We don't know where Jack is, and I think he's dead."
We assumed you were dead.
Oh man! And then you made a poor goblin boy cry.
Well, there were so many just really good people there. Like Rick Hall, imagine he's like, "Hey, I'm going to get into this. I'm going to go to Adepticon," and he was right there in the thick of it for Mantic Night After Dark. He was right in the like all the tournaments and everything like that. And you know what? Some people can just be like lying, thieving, whiny bitch, and you don't want no one nothing to do with them. He is the exact opposite. Like, he's someone you'd want to be a friend of with on Facebook.
Yeah, Rick, he slotted right in with us like he was always there. And by the end of the weekend, it was just, you'd never even. It was always like, oh yeah, Rick, he's one of us. Yeah, he joined the club pretty quick.
But yeah. I don't know how much interaction I've had like interaction with him on online, like. For the past year, we were talking like at least twice a week, you know. So, you know, he ran a tournament, and then I sent him the tournament pack, and then he changed some stuff, and we had some good suggestions. So it was like I never really met the guy. It was almost like, you know, he was like you said, he's just one of us before we even got there. So yeah, you know, very easy.
Yeah, then he slotted in though. Is humor like you don't get the humor and stuff so much on
online.
You fit right in. We're like, oh,
okay. You fit right into the dry and tyrannical humor of we so much enjoy.
Yeah, so that's good. Oh, it was just great times. That's the beauty of Adepticon. It's always something happens that you're like that made the weekend. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's good that you guys actually made it out. You didn't just give up. You actually
we were close.
Forged on, and you made it there, because that would have sucked if you gave up.
Oh yeah,
but it worked out, and everybody was happy, and it wasn't long enough, but it was good times.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I didn't have to do this stupid work thing. I could hang out a little longer. Yeah,
travel around and be a traveling games player.
Yeah,
I wish I didn't have to dread when my visa bill comes in.
Well, see, what I do is I put money aside. I bring cash with me, and then once that cash is gone, it's gone. That's it. It's, you know, the well is dry.
Yeah. Well, it was expensive, but I think it was worth it because
definitely worth it.
Good times. Anybody else have anything else to say about Adepticon?
So we're going to talk about Monday of Adepticon. I got nothing else. I got nothing.
Yeah, you were gone on Monday. You guys drove away early.
Oh, yeah, we were out.
I do have one correction to make from our last podcast.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I did improperly imply that, not imply, I said it, but I was wrong, that Shane, Pathfinder Shane, had purchased the shandy that Tyler ended up pouring all over a bunch of promotional material, Ron's lap, and that shandy was in fact purchased by someone else. We don't know. Shantygate still is under investigation. But
well, the rumor was it was Pat, but I can't see Pat making that mistake.
I don't know, but Shane's a fan of darks and porters, so like
I gotta tell you, man, that beer tasted like raw ass. It was terrible.
That was terrible. The consensus. Everybody pretty much said that. A lot of people drank it, but it still was not good.
And then they were like, "Here, try it, Coach. It's terrible." And you know, be it far from me to try not try it, but it was like it wasn't even lukewarm. It was hot. Terrible.
That didn't help with taste. Yeah.
Oh my god! And I'd never heard of a shanty. Shanty was like a lean-to that poor people live in, you know.
Yeah, it must be a Midwest thing.
Yeah, well, we ain't got that over here.
But I should have. He's my
spirit brother.
Spirit brother, yeah. So I should have done my research.
You share one soul, you and Shane.
we shared being small worlded out of a truck. And now we share my improperly claiming that he had done something he didn't. So
that's right.
That is all. As long as that's addressed, that's off my chest.
Cool. And until next year, hopefully. That was Adepticon. We'll have to keep everybody appraised of Manticon. We'll have adventures, and if you can get to any of these conventions, please do come. Even Gen Con, I hear Gen Con fun time too, but we never Gen Con because it's crazy, and who would want to deal with that?
I'll tell you the truth, I see those, it kind of turns me off, like I wouldn't want to go.
No, it's just too many people.
Yeah, it's not really a mini gaming convention, it's more like role playing and...
Board games.
Yeah, board games, it's like, you know.
When I talked to Adam Smasher there for a good half an hour of that, was about how he doesn't go because trying to find a room, trying to find parking. It's just so huge, so that you can't even enjoy going there. And he said if it wasn't for having some connections that he could get kind of close in a, you know, rooming with five guys. So, like, how is that enjoyable?
Right.
Can't be.
It's not. And then when it's not enjoyable, this is supposed to be like, the hobby, you're supposed to enjoy it, and then it becomes a chore. It's not worth it.
Yeah,
that's the key, is to do everything as minimally as possible to get to the fun parts. Because
right,
the travel and the hotel and all that stuff. Luckily, it works out for us usually, but unfortunately, it didn't so much for you. But that's the part where once you get that done, it's like okay, now I can relax.
If we didn't have the flights canceled, we had everything planned out.
Yeah, exactly.
We were good to go. But, you know, and then as a true warrior, roll with it. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
But that's the stress of it all. Once you're there, it's become stress-free, and you just relax, and you go with the flow.
Well, I mean, I know we're going long here, but everything we talked about and we laughed about and all the good times we had was the real reason we decided to, you know, buck up and make sure, just make it, you know? So, because we know that if we didn't go, we would have missed all the cool stuff that we just talked about.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we would have missed it for a lot of stuff too. Just there was a lot of times that we were having fun that wouldn't have happened if you guys hadn't showed up. So,
Well, we bring the party. You know, that's what we like to. You know, we, you know, like the kids say, when I come, they make it lit.
Yeah, lit. Andrew, do you have any last words?
It fun.
Good words. Mm.
There you go. That's the education I'm paying for.
Well, until next time, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Coach.
Is that my cue? and I'm Andrew.
And this has been Dead Zone the Podcast. Thank you. We'll be back pretty soon with episode 83. Yes, 83. So until then, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.
We're just going to banter, no direction. We'll just we'll do it live.
Yeah, we'll do it live. We're just going to talk about it.
Do it live.
Oh, no.
We're doing it live. God damn it. I can't come out of these goddamn things, these upbeat records with a goddamn funeral thing for a dog.
Talk about a dog dying.
Classic.
Yeah. You know what's great? I love that I can share that with you, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Casey Kingston losing his full mind.
Two!
That's some of the Larry King ones where he's a pro. We still use it. I'm a professional. Look it up.
Yeah, we always say that. Is that who's from?
Yeah. Larry King was doing a marathon session where he was just talking like 24 hours or something, and someone called up and wanted to be a lawyer. What do you think about being a lawyer's profession? And he goes off, and at one point he's like, I'm a professional. Look it up. He's delirious. Oh, it's hilarious.
So it's funny how often we quote things and we don't remember where we're quoting them from.